open your Bibles to the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter. Galatians chapter 6 in your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1247. I'll be reading just three verses this morning, verses 7 through 9. Once again, Galatians chapter 6 in your Schofield Bible, page 1247, verses 7 through 9. We'll read the verses in unison. Let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. And let's read it together. Ready? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for such a delightful day. Thank you for Sundays here at First Baptist Church. It's always something to which we can look forward. And those of us who've been coming all these years have never come to be disappointed, but rather to be refreshed and strengthened, challenged and blessed through the preaching of your word. Thank you for giving us a man of God who fellowships with thee and then brings to us that which he gets from thee. What a privilege is ours, and how grateful we should be to be able to sit here and to drink in the things that have to do with our lives, the betterment of our lives, the things that have to do with our fellowship with thee and our walk with thee. We get so much here. Help us to receive with gratitude that which you've given. Therefore, it not only demands our attention, we would be foolish if we were not to give our attention to what you prepared for us through our preacher. Help it to be so this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come this morning for the message. This is the moment for which I live. The moment when I try to help the people whom I love the most. The people with whom I've served for over a third of a century and a third of the life of this church. And I pray you to help me today just to be what they need. I have never prayed a prayer asking you to help me to preach a good sermon or be eloquent. I'm not sure if I could or ever have, but I've prayed over and over again you to help me to be a blessing to my people. May that be so today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Set up straight, right this way. Please do not take notes, and let me try to help you this morning. I'm going to read again without your turning to it what you read a while ago, because I want to elaborate just a bit before I launch into the sermon. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now it goes on in the next verse to tell you the two ways you can sow and the two ways you can reap. It says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not talking just about wickedness. That's talking about just the flesh. If you live just to satisfy the eat, drink, the merry, and not sinful, just casual, like it's saying, that you'll sow to the flesh, but the flesh is corrupt. Not just talking about people who go out to the nightclub, get drunk, or go to a house of prostitution. It's not talking about that. He's talking about that, but not just that. He's talking about people that just live for the flesh, for fun, for amusement, just to eat and drink, have a big time. And then he goes on to say, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now it bundles all of us together, both those that sow to the flesh and those that sow to the Spirit, and says, let us not be weary in well-doing. He's saying, if you have sown to the Spirit, you have reaped spiritual things. Now he said, keep on doing well. But he said, if you have sown to the flesh, then you have of the flesh, you have reaped corruption. He says, you keep on doing well too. I want to speak this morning on this subject. Very unusual subject. Don't sow what you reap. Don't sow what you reap. No, I didn't say don't reap what you... I said don't sow what you reap. After you have reaped bad, paid your price, don't turn around and sow that. Don't sow what you reap. Don't miss it. The Bible's clear. We do sow what we reap. The Bible's very clear about that. I want to talk this morning to those that put me where I usually am up there, fellows, if you would be sure I'm where I usually am now. The Bible's clear. We sow what we reap. I reap what we sow. Now then, you have sown and you have reaped. I want to talk to those of you who have sown of the flesh. Now don't misunderstand me. Again, I'm not talking about what we call filth and dirty, deep sin. I'm not even talking about sin. I'm talking about if you live just to have delight, good delight, fun, good fun. I want to talk to you this morning. So you have sown to the flesh. Don't miss it. Take your payment like a man. I mean, maybe some of you have sown a wicked life. Maybe you've made some horrible mistakes in life. Now, the first thing I want to say is take it like a man or like a little lady. Just take your medicine. So you have sown to the flesh. Take your payment. Take your suffering. Take your hurt. Take your heartache. Accept it. And by the way, want to pay for it. Take it like a debt that's paid in full. Now, it's never fun to have to pay off a debt. But when it's paid off, that's a wonderful feeling. Recently, Mrs. Hiles and I, our house, the last payment was made on our house. And the same month that the last payment was made on our house, the last payment was made on our crypt at the mausoleum where we're going to get buried. So either way, we feel secure. I mean... Our present home and our future home is all paid for. Now, that's a wonderful feeling when you've paid off a debt. Most of you have never known that feeling. But it's a wonderful feeling. You know, in just sometime in the next 2 or 3 years, I don't know how long, but one of these days before too long, you don't know this, and it doesn't matter to you as much as it does to me. But it won't be too long until, if I can stay alive a little while longer, we're going to pay off in full the First Baptist Church of Hammond debt. And this church will be debt-free. I mean, the college has been debt-free for quite a while. But if I can live another year, two or three, I'm gonna pass to my successor an entire... I'm talking about all this property here. I'm talking about all of the... Baptist City property, the high school, junior high school. I'm talking about all that college property out there. We'll be debt free. And I'll go to heaven and look down and hate the guy that's getting to enjoy it. But I just can't wait to the day. Now, we've made the payment. We've enjoyed this building for 20 years. We've added to it in the 20 years. But we've enjoyed this building. But what a relief. Now, the same thing is true about... If you've sown to the flesh, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, when you're paying for it, take it like a little man. I mean, face it. But now listen carefully. You have harvested pain. You have harvested sadness. You have harvested heartache. You have harvested discouragement. Now, don't turn around and plant that. Don't sow what you reap. Or you will harvest more. So you've harvested a heartache. Okay, now you go around and you seek pity and you tell everybody all your problems and all your heartache and all your burdens and you just keep sowing it. And I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to raise another crop just like the first one. But God is saying here, what I'm saying here, is when the harvest comes, don't plant what you harvested. Don't sow what you reaped. You know, here's the mistake that most people make. They turn around and sow what they reap. Now, what does it mean? It means don't seek pity. And it means don't go around telling everybody your problems. I mean, just put a smile on your face and fake it and be happy and sow a happiness and joy. Okay, so it hurts. Okay, it may hurt, but don't tell it. Just don't tell it. Well, you say, I just feel so much better if I could just get it off my chest. Yeah, but they'll feel so much worse when they get off your chest. You're sowing what you reap. If you suffer, suffer, but don't show it. If you sorrow, sorrow, but don't spread it. If you weep, weep, but weep alone. If you go to the closet, die, but leave and live. Go to your pastor for help and not pity, and leave his study, wipe your tears, and shout for joy. Now, I'm saying, okay, folks, all of us have done things we shouldn't have done, and all of us have had to reap for things we shouldn't have done. Okay, we have it, but don't sow what you've reaped. For example, you say, Brother House, I don't believe in putting on. I just don't believe in putting on. Well, you're sort of dumb. In the first place, you're lying. You do believe in putting on. You taught your child, you always be kind. Now, ain't nobody always feels like being kind. So, you taught your child to put on. Well, I just don't believe in putting on. Well, you and the Bible don't agree with each other. Because the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 12, you're supposed to put on mercy. Yeah, put on. Put on, the Bible says in Colossians 3, 12 and following, put on kindness. Put on humility. Put on meekness. Put on long-suffering. Put on forbearance. Put on love. And that put on is in Ephesians chapter 6, the same word in Ephesians chapter 6, where it says, put on the whole armor of God. Now, how do you put on the armor? You put it on. Like it says, put on a helmet of salvation. Okay, you take a helmet and you put it on. Put on meekness. Put on joy that way. I'm saying, okay, all of us have reason to cry this morning, but cry in your closet and get out of your closet and realize that your name is written in heaven. There's a God above. The Bible's your book. Heaven's your home. Jesus is your Savior. And the rapture is your hope. And put joy on the outside. That's what God is saying. Put on mercy. Put on kindness. Bible says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the shoes, the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put on the girdle of truth, the Bible says, just like I put on my coat. Don't let that scare you. It's for your protection, not for your harm. I put on my coat. Now, you're supposed to put on joy the same way. You're supposed to put on happiness the same way. Now, what you're doing is this. You've sown and you've reaped the negative. You've reaped sadness, you've reaped heartache, you've reaped joy, and you want to go to this one. Have I told you about my problem? Have I told you about my problem? Perfect example. This man right here has had some pretty tough harvests. Not because of his sin. It's because of his wife's. As is always the case, ladies and gentlemen. But he's had some pretty tough days. But brother, he has not sown what he reaped. He went to the doctor, found out he had cancer, came back with a smile. He went to his closet and cried and wept and hurt on the inside. Went out there to that school and cheered up those boys and girls. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, all you're doing... Yeah, have you heard my problem? Have you heard my problem? You got a worse problem than anybody. You look like Keith McKinney. Have you heard my problem? You got worse problem than he is. You are Keith McKinney. But I'm saying... Quit your whining, cancel your stupid pity party, look in the Bible and find out all you have in Christ, and quit sowing what you've reaped. you have been cursed, soul blessing. Evil has been done unto you, soul good. Unkindness came your way, soul kindness. Someone hates you, soul love. Don't sow what you've reaped. Now that you see the house, I'm just not going to be that way. Okay, but you're going to reap more of that. You go around complaining about what you've reaped, and you're going to reap more sorrow. And if you go around talking about your sorrow, you're going to reap a bigger harvest of sorrow. You talk about your sadness and heartache, you're going to reach a bigger harvest of sadness, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can pay for your sin if it has been because of sin, or if it's just been some negative things in your life. You can pay for it, and if you choose to, you can get up and sow joy and sow love and sow kindness, and you can reap a harvest of rejoicing rather than another harvest of sadness. But you're going to reap what you sow. Now listen to me carefully. You sow a negative spirit and you're going to reap a bigger harvest of negativism. Don't sow what you reap. Now listen carefully. I'm going to tell you why. Here's what happens. When bad things come your way, don't let them get... That which comes to you, don't let it get through you. Do you hear me? Don't let the hurt that has come to you get through you. The devil's not after you, he's after those that you lead. The devil wants to get hurt through you to your children. But when the hurt comes to you, you say the devil, it's not going to go through me. It's going to come here. It's going to bounce off. It's not going to get through to those I love. Listen, I've been pastor of this church 36 years, and I'll guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, I'll guarantee you a lot of hurts have come my way. A lot of hurts have come to me in this 36 years, but bless God, they haven't gotten through me to you. We laugh here. You folks don't like laughing. There are churches you'd enjoy more than ours. And there are people we'd enjoy more than you. We laugh here. You know why we laugh here? I'll tell you exactly why we laugh here. We don't let the hurt and suffering and sadness get through us. It comes to us like it comes to everybody else. But I'm not going to let it get through to you. I'm not going to let it get through to you. I'm not going to let it get through to you. I'm not going to let it get through to you. And I'm going to let it get through to you. And you either. Now listen to me carefully. You hear me carefully. The devil wants your children. And if he can hurt you and get that hurt through you to them, then he succeeded. The devil wants he wants the hurt to get that he sends to you to get through you to your wife. He wants the hurt that he sends to you to get through you to your husband. He wants the hurt he sends to you to get through you to your Sunday school class. He wants the hurt he sends to you to get through you to your classroom at school. He wants the hurt he sends to you to get through you to those who follow you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I refuse. When the devil sends me something that makes me sad, I refuse to let the devil cause me to sow another crop of sadness. I'm not going to do it. Now, if you want to be a sourpuss, go ahead. If you want your morning formal worship service with your ritual, you say, I like that better. No, you don't, because you don't go back on Sunday night for some more. If you liked it so much, you'd go back on Wednesday night for another dose. The churches that say they like that, their doors are shut on Sunday. I'm saying every church ought to not let sadness get through it, but have sadness come to it and joy come through it. And every Christian ought to be that way. I won't tell you who this is, and you won't guess. I'm talking about one of the happiest men that attends our church. I'm talking about this man I'm talking about is a man that is always on topside. I'm talking about a man you see him, you always feel better because you saw him. I was talking to him this week. I could not believe the burden that man bears. I'm talking about a man to whom others come for counseling and cheer. I'm talking about a man who gives strength to other people. I could not believe the heartache that man has and the burden that man carries. I've been carrying it for months. I didn't even know. And I'm close to him. I see him often. We rub shoulders often. Well, we don't rub shoulders, but we get close to each other often. Ms. McKinney the other day, she said, I said, you know so-and-so? She said, no, we rub shoulders every once in a while, but I don't know him. I said, Irma, you should be rubbing shoulders with people you don't know, but that's the way this modern generation, that's the way these young folks are these days, you know. When that man walked out of my office, I was convicted that I hadn't been more cheerful to him. There's one of the most cheerful men in this church. And if I called his name, you would be shocked. And everybody here would know him. What he said was, come on, sadness. Come on. Come on to me. But you won't get through me to my wife. Come on, heartache. Come on to me. But you won't get through me to my children. Come on, heartbreak. Come on, sorrow. Come on, tears. But you won't get through me to those who follow me. You won't do it. I'm not going to sow what I've reaped. I have a broken heart. I'm going to sow a mended heart. I have sorrow. I'm going to sow joy. I have a heartbreak. I'm going to sow hearts that are happy. I have sadness. I'm going to sow rejoicing. Ladies and gentlemen, you go right ahead and mope and pity yourself and go. I want to say something, but I can't because that person's here this morning. But I tell you what, I got to say it now because it's too good an illustration. I talked to somebody who got a letter from someone. A long letter telling her problems. There are four or five of us talking the other day, and one says, pray for so-and-so. She wrote me a long letter. She's confidentially. I said, does she live at a certain address? She said, yeah. He said, yes. I said, I got a letter too. All five of us around the circle had gotten a letter from the same person. All of them confidential. Now you listen to me, honey, sweetheart. I'm not talking to you now. I'm talking to some other honey here, sweetheart. Matilda, you listen to me. Why don't you stop and realize that that book right there is the eternal, contains the eternal words of Almighty God? Why don't you stop and realize that Jesus is right now preparing a home in heaven for you? Why don't you stop and realize that for eternity you're going to walk down streets of gold and through gates of pearl and a place where nobody ever gets sick, nobody ever dies, there are no cemeteries, no funeral homes, no heart attacks, no cancer, no AIDS, no sorrow, no tears, no weeping, no burden, no heartache, no heartbreak. There's no influenza, no colds, there's no malaria. I'm trying to tell you, why don't you stop and realize and say the devil, shoot your best, buddy. I've got on the breastplate of righteousness, and that hurt may come to me, but it's not going to come through me. And you'll reap one of these days joy. You know why I'm happy? Because I'm cute. You know why I'm happy? I'm happy because when sadness came my way, it didn't get through. It came to me. When a heartbreak came my way, it didn't get through. I walk out that door Sunday morning and Sunday night, and I'm not leaking sadness. I'm not leaking gloom. Why? Tell you exactly why. If I do what some of you folks do and feel sorry for myself and have self-pity, I don't know how I'm going to make it tomorrow. How can I make it? Would you listen to my problem? Would you listen to my problem? Every time you tell somebody, you're sowing more seeds. And one of these days, you're going to reap a bigger harvest of gloom than you've ever had in your life. I may have a harvest, but I'm not going to sow what I've reaped. Acts chapter 4. Verse 20 says, we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. What does that mean? That means I'm going to be careful what I see and hear. That's why I don't hang around gossips. Because I'm afraid I'll repeat it. That's why I don't hang around negative people. I'm afraid I'll come to you and be negative. When I travel, sometimes I'll change seats on an airplane. Because I'm seeing and hearing things I'm seeing and hearing things I don't want you to see it. I don't want you to hear. And the Bible says, I cannot but speak the things I've seen and heard. That means you run around with a gossiping crowd, you're going to speak it. You run around with a negative crowd, you're going to speak it. I'm saying that all of my life, I'm just gathering things to do what I'm doing right now. And by the way, I'm spreading joy right now. You know why I'm spreading joy right now? Because when the negative came, it didn't get through me. It got to me. So I just said, the devil, shoot away, old smutty face. Shoot away. In the first place, with Micah, I can take it. Just go ahead. Unload what you got. I can take it. In the second place, I'm not going to whine about it. I'm going to put a smile on my face, a spring in my step, the joy of God in my soul. And brother, I'm not your delivery boy. You bring your gloom to me, I'm not going to peddle it somewhere else. You bring your heartbreak to me, and I'm not going to go deliver it somewhere else. It's stopping right here. So, by the way, when that happens, he'll quit shooting at you. Don't you tell me that the Chicago Tribune would keep a fella throwing newspaper out. He just kept them all at his house. Old devil comes to you, Brother Johnny, and he says, I'm going to get through you to Elaine. That's one thing wrong with Elaine. And you say, well, I'm going to get through you to your Sunday school class. I'm going to get through. By the way, this fellow, he doesn't say much, and sometimes when he prays, you wonder if he's ever going to get through. But this fellow's got one of the best spirits in the world. You don't go to the bedside manner. There's a guy here who's got cancer. You walk up and say, how you feel? He says, fine, how you doing? I'm not doing very good. Can I tell you my problem? Devil comes to a person and says, I want to get through to you. I want to get to your class. I want to get to your church. I want you to be my peddler of gloom. And you say, you won't get through me, buddy. Send me all you got. Unload the best load you got. Shoot your heaviest artillery. It won't get through me. And after a while, the devil will say, okay, I'll try to get somebody else to peddle my wares. I want to get through to the people. Now, you listen carefully to me. Some of you folks just reaping harvest after harvest. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that one reason is, you cannot but speak what you've seen and heard. You're not going to sit there and watch Oprah. It's my favorite. You're not going to sit there and watch Oprah and Donahue and Billahue, Susie Hugh. You're not going to sit there and watch those sex perverts on television. All that negative garbage, you're not going to do it without harvesting corruption. You cannot but speak the things you've seen and heard. Well, praise God, I'm careful what I see and hear. Bless God, I tell you what. I've lived for 68 years. What is today? June 25th? 15 months from today. I will reach my 70. I asked God a 60th birthday to give me 10 more years. I told him the other day, I said, I meant 20. And I got some reasons today I could let gloom leak through to you. Ask a question. Do folks feel better because they've been around you? Are you making folks feel better right now? Or are you sowing gloom? Are you sowing negative? Are you sowing heartache? Are you sowing heartbreak? Well, you say, I'd just feel better if I could tell somebody. Well, then how come you go tell somebody else? You don't feel better. In the first place, I don't want somebody to feel bad because I feel bad. In the second place, I don't want to feel worse. And if I tell you, I'll feel worse. If I tell you, I feel worse than I did and I told him. I'm going to tell you because you're a gossip. But I'd feel worse than I felt then. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he said, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that everybody in this room has heartache and heartbreak and problems and burdens and sadness and sorrow. And it's going to come to you. But it doesn't have to go through you. Don't sow what you've reaped. Sadness, come your way, don't sow it. Heartache, come your way, don't sow it. Gloom, come your way, don't sow it. Over in Kansas City, Missouri, I was preaching once, and an old preacher named Walter Wilson, who's a famous old medical doctor-preacher years ago, he's preached here since I was here, preached 35 years ago here. Dr. Walter Wilson was up in years, and what was to be his deathbed, he called me, asked if I'd come by to see him. I went by, and I had a meal with him. The guy was on his deathbed, but he's always on topside. He said, Brother Hiles, Psalm 126:6. It says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You know what that really means? I said, no. He said, what it means, the original language is, he that goeth forth and weepeth, having a leaky seed basket, shall doubtless come again. He said, let your seed basket leak all the time. Be spreading seeds of joy, seeds of peace, seeds of happiness, seeds of kindness, seeds of smiles and joy and rejoicing. Let those be the seeds you plant. Ask your question this morning. Has the devil gotten through you or to you? Are you sowing what you've reaped? Expect another harvest of the same thing. But whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And if a man sows what he's reaped again, if it's bad, he will reap a bigger harvest of that which was bad in the first harvest. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ, you can't sow joy, you don't have joy. But if you'll come down this aisle this morning and say, I know I'm a sinner, I know I'm lost, I know I deserve to go to hell, but I know Jesus paid the price for me, and I'm trusting Him as my Savior, God will give you a leaky seed basket. You'll be His child, and you then shall know the joy of Christ. It doesn't mean that you won't ever have sorrow. It'll mean that you can keep that sorrow from going through you. It comes to you. It does not have to go through you. Our Heavenly Father, forgive those that are walking out right now. Help them to get enough Christianity to stay. And I turn my attention to those that are courteous and are staying. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts today. Change our lives. Help us to change the negative spirit for a positive spirit. Change the growl for a shout. Change the pout for a shout. Change that sadness that's coming through us to where it just comes to us. Help us not to allow it to get through to those who follow us. And I pray this morning for those who've never trusted Christ, may this be the day and the hour when they do. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are